When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Girls Overheard, the podcast that's like listening into our group chat. I'm Ash.
I'm Ailey.
And I'm Lauren. And as always, we have no idea where this chat is going to go.
Follow us on Instagram at Girls Overheard if you want to get involved. Hello everyone, happy Monday the 20th of November. It is.
It's almost Christmas.
Alexa, play Michael Bublé. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Exciting stuff. Guys, we've been loving seeing you share our podcast on your stories. Thanks very much for doing that.
Loads of people did it last week. That was actually amazing. Thank you so much.
It really helps us out because the more you can share the pod, the bigger it can get and the more we can give back.
And the more shows we can do and everything, just grow the pod as much
as you
can.
Grow the pod. And also, the thing is as well, if you want to come to the next show, you need to make sure you've got your pals involved. So go and share this episode by clicking the little arrow and fire it in your WhatsApp chat. Mm-hmm. Especially if it's one that starts off with like a pure juicy story.
Uh-huh. Yes. Also, you might find out that your friend listens and you don't already know because somebody messaged in and said that she bought two tickets for the show and she sent it to her pal and said, do you want to come to this show with me? And her pal was like, oh my God, yeah, I listen to that as well. And they didn't realise.
That's so nice.
So share it because there might be somebody else that listens.
Thanks so much. That's honestly, see if there's anything you could do that feels like you're involved other than actually sending in messages. It is
get involved.
It is sharing the pod to your pals. And it is giving us a wee review. That'd be fantastic. Yes. And make sure you're actually following because I think that does help out as well. Yeah. It's very hard to organically, see when you're in amongst like all the bigger celebrity podcasts that already have a name because they're celebrities, it's very difficult to push into that market, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, and we want to make the pod bigger. So if you can, and if you get 2 seconds, please fire this on to your pals. It means that we can grow the pod a wee bit bigger. Anyway, it is Christmas season. I've got my tree up.
Have you?
It's up.
Did you actually do it?
Yeah.
Oh my God,
for 2 days, I've not shared it on the G yet because I was waiting to have a good transition.
I walked into the house and I was just like, I sense.
The door was like closed.
In the wind.
The living room door was closed and Lauren was like, have you got your tree up? I was like, aha. And she went, oh my God, stop. And I went in and put it on.
Yeah.
Wait, and did it looks like, well, I'll show you a picture.
Did you surprise the kids or did you?
No, they
did
helped.
Everyone do it?
They helped. Oh,
I don't want my kids to help me.
Oh, that's lovely.
It's lovely. It's the same as every year.
I don't like quite the kids literally. To help either, to be honest.
It looks very blue in this picture. It's not like that. It's more of like a warm.
No, it is. It's very warm.
It's a very warm tone. For some reason, it looks blue in this picture. But I have to say, if I've got some tips for you for Christmas tree decoration, right? Mm-hmm. First things first, put your lights on. Check that they actually work.
Yes. Yes.
Right? Tip number two, because I feel like this is probably the week that people will start putting them up, unless you're one of these 12 days before, 12 days after characters. That's just not Anna's.
They're very rare
and
now.
They actually need the jail. If your tree is up 12 days after Christmas.
When do you put yours up?
Put it up on the 12th, then take it down the 27th.
And you better
let them hear that.
Anne's actually in the studio today, which we love to see.
By the way, can I just say my friend, Claire, if you're listening, she puts hers up on Christmas Eve.
She's disgusting and she's an actual abomination.
Sorry, Claire, for that.
Why did she do that?
I don't know. It's always been our family thing. Puts up on Christmas Eve.
What's the point? Where do you put your Christmas presents once you've bought them and wrapped
exactly.
them?
I think it's all like a all in one go. The tree goes up and the presents go under.
When does she take it down?
I don't know.
I feel like for her to get the benefit, she's going to want to take it down in about February.
I know.
Like, really?
Really? I think I'm kind of late having mine up at the, what was the date I put it on? The 12th? The 11th?
That's early, I would say.
It's not really for me, though, especially for us. We need it up sometimes for work stuff. Yeah. So it's in the background.
I am planning on putting mine up on the 1st, I think. Maybe like, in fact, the 1st is a Friday, I think.
Oh, that's
it?
Quite a good day, I suppose. Yeah. Yeah.
But I'll need to put it up.
That's
I like
two
to put
weeks
it up
away, though.
When the elves arrive, like to try and coordinate it. So I might do it like the Thursday night so it's there in the morning.
But can I give you my list of tips?
Yes.
Right, I feel like this is really pertinent information. If you have anything to add, interject at any point.
Okay.
First is, check the lights are working. Put the lights up, but also shove them right into the centre of the tree.
Yeah.
None of this dangling on the edge stuff. Get them right into the what I would imagine to be the stalk of the tree, right? Right in there. It means if you get any ones that are like tangled and all that kind of stuff, you can just shove it in anyway and nobody's going to know. You don't need to untangle every single aspect of it. So wrap them in. Then what you want to do is put on all your shite bubbles that you don't really like as much. So the shite bubbles go on first. So they're like the just the generic
AKA all the ones that the kids have made. Yeah.
So shove them right in the bag. The generic ones, you know, when you get a box of 24.
Yes.
Just plastic baubles. Mm-hmm. Get them on first, right? Because they're not that interesting. If they need to get shoved in the second part of the brand, you can do that afterwards. Then what you want to do is put in your nice decorations. So your glass ones, all that, the big ones at the bottom, small ones at the top. Fun ones, get them at the back. If you want to have a wee bit of nostalgia, get them at the back of the tree.
Go around the back and remember.
Go around the back and remember. It's basically like a mullet. Party in the back, business up front, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we're doing that. So all the kids ones are go, look at how lovely they are at the back of the tree. Get them
at the back and at the bottom.
The back and the bottom. And then what you want to do is see things like the clip-on poinsettias.
Yes.
Have you seen these? I've got four of them, right? They are such good space fillers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So see when you get baldy bits of the tree, you go, well, that's a bit rubbish. You get these and you clip them on. Things like artificial flowers, roses.
That's what I've got as well.
I shove them straight in with the stem right into the tree. Fill it all up. Also, another great thing, if you want the tree looking a little bit kind of like snowy, feather boas. I've got six white feather boas that I got from the hen do section.
Uh-huh, that's right.
And they were a pound each. Mm-hmm. They were in Poundland. I don't know if they do them anymore. Put them in and it looks like snow is on your tree.
Thank you.
And then my other top tip is big, massive bows. You can make these yourself.
Let me see your tree again.
Let me just do a little.
Do you know what I love? We are complete opposites.
Poinsettias.
Very cute.
Bows. And then also, here's another. There's some white roses. And here's another thing you can do as well. See likes of, you know, like the big spays. I know I just talked about flowers, actual flower heads. See the big spays of like eucalyptus or whatever that's got loads of branches on one stem.
Uh-huh.
I actually lay them along my tree. So I've got gold ones of these and I lay them like along the outside of it. So I kind of bend them and almost the way you would hang tinsel, I put it around the tree.
Yeah.
See, I think I've got early set Alzheimer's because I can't really remember a lot of my stuff, but...
That's my top tips. You're welcome.
I have no idea what I've got in the loft, by the way. No idea.
I do. I put my fancy decorations on first.
Why?
So that they have prime place. Oh, so that yeah. I know where I want to put them.
Oh, but the thing is, you can edit the tree.
Oh,
so within your placement of baubles, you can actually go, well, you're now getting demoted because you're a shite one.
Yes.
So let's fire half-smashed. You back.
Uh-huh. See, up the stairs, I've got like my gold glass tree and that goes in the living room, my nice living room that the kids don't usually go into. And then down the stairs is like my big red one.
I love that one.
But you do bows and I do ribbons, which is another really good one. Get yourself a roll of ribbon.
Yes.
And you just cut it and tie it and then it just hangs and it just gives a little bit. Basically, you can do whatever you want. I would love to be able to do the big Grinch trees.
Well, I love the theme trees.
Oh, I love them. I also love the candy cane trees.
Yes.
They look amazing.
Tree, she put hers on recently and it was all red and white and it was beautiful.
I love that. Oh, did she not do some green as well?
I can't remember.
I think it was, see, to be honest, if I'm being real with you, I would actually like to go and do a traditional tree, right? Mm-hmm. However, I'm very much set in with my gold and glass and crackled glass and all that stuff because it's so fucking expensive.
So how am I meant to change the colour?
How am I meant to do that without actually costing a fortune?
Yeah, it's a lot. You have to really commit to a tree for a long time.
You do. You really do. And I think if I'm going to change it up, I mean, I got a new tree a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So that was a big deal.
Did you not have a tree in the hall?
No, I did because
outside the bathroom.
I didn't know where to put my tree at one point. So it was in the hall. Because I was in the middle of doing up my living room.
Oh, was that what it
was? So what I did is basically we had no downstairs toilet for the month of December and part of November. Probably all of November, actually, because the tree was up early. We had no downstairs toilet. That was locked off. And actually, it was good because what I did is I put all the Christmas presents in there.
That's perfect.
And I slid the tree out. It was on like a bit of cardboard. So I just slid the tree out to get into the door because that's obviously where it's at. And I got in there and that was Santa's grotto. It was the workshop. That's where all the presents were.
That is the best because last year we actually got caught mid... I mean, Jack walked out the room. I know, but I feel like we were still like trying to convince him, even though he wasn't convinced.
No.
But we were literally like, I was taking it down and Chris was handing it down and I just threw off all the lights and Chris was just roaming about that loft. God knows who could have come out the eaves.
Can I say, by the way, that face I imagine in my head of you pulling when you get caught is the exact same as what you do if you get caught in the act. I have to say, by the way, top tip, the obstacle course works.
Did you do it?
Did you try it out? We actually did an obstacle course recently.
What did you use? What was your alone setup?
A laundry basket and a few towels stuffed at the bottom of the door just simply so that if the door opened, it was going nowhere.
You should also put a bell on their door maybe if they open their door. You get
Why were they in their rooms?
Is this not during the night?
No.
Oh, right. I thought you meant
no,
during
the
night.
No, we don't need an obstacle course in the night.
Was it a big shagging in the corner? Yeah, this was early
was at lunchtime. Oh, everyone's awake.
They're reaching all their right. Big wets. We were busy in the utility room.
This wasn't like Tuesday night. It's sex night. Oh, it's your birthday. Better get an obstacle course in gear.
Do you think couples that only have sex on like one special occasion, like even when they know it's coming up and it's the one time of year, do you think they still go, oh, fuck's sake, can't be arsed with this?
The guy definitely isn't doing that.
He's raiding to go.
He's been, like, come on. He's actually got a calendar in his work with the wee crosses. Every day he's like, yes, a wee red cross on every box.
I remember waiting. She used to say, she only does it, right? What was it? Three times a year. Was it three times a year?
What?
I don't know if she
was joking.
Do you
know what she is though? She is, she's never received it.
Yeah.
She's never hit that point.
Yeah. I'm going to say she's doing it wrong if she only wants it three times a year.
By the way, speaking of doing it wrong, do you know that there's been midwives who have said that they've had people come in and say they're not falling pregnant and they don't know why, and it turns out they have been doing it wrong.
How can you do it wrong though?
What do you mean?
So either using a condom,
I mean,
genuinely not realising, or doing it up the bum and not realising, or doing
how
other
can
things.
No, fuck off. How I'm can sorry. You know?
No, there are
how
people.
Can you know how to do anal, right? But you don't know how to get pregnant. Get to fuck. That's a lie.
I just feel like if you're coming in and you're bringing those problems to the table, that's a big enough reason for the midwife to go, do you know what, hen? Just none.
Or you, what? You just go, do none you know, for just you. Keep doing it up the bum and just see, you'll yeah, get there. It'll happen
it.
For you.
Keep going.
Anyway, what has been happening this week? This week, I have had a car situation and I hate car situations. I hate fucking potholes. Oh, I hate how it's literally like, I am, have you ever seen that TikTok? The guy's going, get it, hit it,
pow, pow,
pow.
Yeah, right, that's me with curbs, right? Yeah. Or potholes. I'm like, I mean, get it, get in the curb, get in the pothole. That's me. And my tyre needs replaced. And to be honest, last time I checked, it was like 5 weeks till Christmas, and I don't want to replace a tyre.
No, it's really unfair. Why have they not made tyres that can't get burst?
I know.
Why has that not been invented
like
yet?
Like metal ones or something. But imagine getting...
Sure. Flames. What did she say last episode? And we were actually crying.
It was the Friends Barber thing. That's honestly, what I was cutting
myself at. I seen that recently and was howling at it.
Now every time I drive past the Friends Barber, I'll be like, oh, all right.
It just means something more now though.
But I am going to Amsterdam, so by the time this goes out, I may have been there and back.
Right, can I just tell you then? Don't do mushrooms, right? Because
don't do drugs because you will get pregnant.
I think I might have told you this, in fact, right? But did you guys see the co-pilot in America who tried to, I think it was Atlanta, who tried to crash a plane mid-flight? He tried to I think he turned the plane off. I didn't even know you could do that, right?
What?
And he tried to crash the plane, and he's in jail now waiting, sentencing for 80 attempted murders, all the people that are on the plane, right? And it turns out he did mushrooms 2 days before that flight, and he got that derealization thing where he couldn't tell between real life and dreaming, and he thought he was dreaming. So he thought, I can't wake up for this dream. I can't wake up. I need to crash the plane to wake up for this dream.
I'm sorry.
And he didn't realize he was.
Does that actually happen though, when you're in a dream and you feel like you need to wake up, so you need to end it?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Have you never tried to wake yourself up?
Oh, I hate this dream. And I can wake myself up.
I don't know what I do. That's what I do. I just make noises and wait for Andy to wake me up.
Or I start crying.
I used to get that sleep paralysis. Usually it was when I was drinking and I was hungover, and I would be lying there, and you can hear footsteps all around you.
Stop that.
People walking in your room. No, but I remember lying in my room. See, for ages, I was absolutely convinced that this was my first like ghostly experience. And I remember lying there, having a dream, and then I felt my covers getting pulled off me.
No, I'm sorry.
But in my head, I was fully awake, but I was totally paralyzed. And I felt my covers getting pulled off me. And then I remember I could see somebody on like, sitting, like, see the wee hatch that you would go down, like, because it was a loft room. I could see somebody, like, it almost looked like Gollum, right? Like, crouched up and waiting. And then in my head, I don't
was
know if
it
this
Dobby?
Then, I was then kind of dreaming, and I remember, like, trying to throw him down the hatch, right?
But I'm a house elf.
I was fucking traumatized.
Get down in the home and dad's room.
It was my, I honestly,
you're a creepy wee elf.
That was trauma. Why were we even talking about sleep paralysis again?
Fuck knows.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about the devialisation of the pilot.
Oh, yeah. Oh. So that's exactly what it was. So in my... See, for ages after that, right? And I actually remember telling my pals the story and going, this is what happened last night, 'cause I was so traumatised. Even though I was like 14, 15. And I was like, I know that that's a dream, but it was so real. Like, yeah, but it's so, so real.
Scary dreams always... Like, I had a scary dream when I was like 7 or something, and I can still remember it, and it's ridiculous.
What was it?
Because it was an elephant that had roller skates on, and it had one tusk. It had one tusk, and it was chasing
me. So much
me.
Scarier than two.
It was chasing me, my dad, and at that time, I was like best friend to the boy that lived behind me, Fraser. And my dad had one of those old, ancient red Fiesta cars. And this Fiesta car could turn into anything. And we were underwater. But it literally traumatised me for life. And I still remember it now.
Yeah, the fact you remember it shows it's pure impacted you.
Can I just tell, can I let Dream Lauren needs to know this wee cheat sheet that I've got for you, right? See if that were to happen. I'm going to say that because the elephant's on roller skates, right? You run and you run and you run and you run. And then because it's got big, massive legs and you're small, you then stop, right? The way you see it in the movies. And the elephant keeps running and it just rolls right over the top of you. So you and your dad will be fine in the Fiesta.
That's fine.
You need to continue that dream. You need to try and get it back.
Can you get back to that at some point? Strange. Just complete it, because I feel like it's incomplete. Level not completed.
It's a wild dream.
Also, sleep paralysis is actually mental. So my mom used to get it and she said that with every dream came worse stuff. And actually, if you remember, we spoke about this ages ago, maybe like 2 years ago in the podcast, and it was that thing called...
The Hat Guy or something like that.
Yeah. Yes. What was the thing we watched again? There was something about sleep paralysis. It was on...
Surviving Death?
Was that on Surviving Death, though? I don't think it was
no,
it?
No, it wasn't about sleep paralysis.
I think there may have been an episode on that, by the way. I think it's on Surviving Death. You might be right. But anyway, sleep paralysis, as time moves on, if you continually get it, sometimes you'll see, it'll feel like someone's touching you, breathing next to you. Then you'll see maybe like one figure, like an outline of like a, just like a figure, just like a, almost like a Facebook profile picture without the profile picture, just a sort of shape. And then maybe one or two will be there. It'll be a group of them. And then it's the Hat Man. That's literally what people call it. And the Hat Man, this is, by the way, people who have like had these experiences without researching it, who have all got the same accounts and speak different languages. So it's not as if they've all conferred with each other. This is people across the world.
It's like seeing the Reaper.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They've had sleep studies done. And the Hat Man is, well, maybe that's part of like your mind, that when you die, people maybe see the Hat Man. I don't know, right? Because it's got to have come from somewhere, because it's such a random thing, isn't it? Like the Grim Reaper, where did it come from?
See, in my head though, all I imagine is Mr. Sheaving from Still Game, the Undertaker.
Oh, yeah.
That's literally who the Hat Man is to me.
It's literally like a top hat, is what my mom describes it as. A top hat is on the guy's head. Did she have that, or did she tell me the story of it? Anyway, whatever it was, you see this figure come in and it's almost like he's the head guy. No, but it's all in your imagination.
Do not think as well. It's weird
in your actual room, by the way. So you've actually semi-consciously woke up, but you're still asleep.
Yeah.
So you see everything around you, but your mind's still dreaming.
But I don't remember any of my dreams, which makes me feel like my future's very dark. I literally don't ever remember a dream.
That means you're not in a deep enough sleep.
Well, that would be true.
A lot of my dreams end up being problems in real life that I end up discussing in my dreams.
Also, a lot of the time you'll tell me your dream and I'll go, oh, Ash, that is because, and it's actually like so simple. Like it'll be, you've told me that you're worried about X, Y, Z, and then it's been like a play of that, but just with different characters. Yep. And I'll be like, that's because blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
A lot of your dreams make sense.
How do you start dreaming?
You just have to be in a pure deep sleep.
You have a dream every night. You just need to remember it as soon as you wake up.
And tell people as soon as you wake up, or else it just disappears.
Disappears.
I usually just wake up to Chris shouting at me, get out of my bed. Get up! Hurry up! Kids are up!
So last night, actually talking about sleep, I actually closed my eyes and then woke up in the morning. Like, as in, never woke up through the night, which is very unusual for me.
You just switched off?
Highly unusual.
Oh, see, I don't usually wake up, and I terrify myself if I wake up at 3 o'clock.
No, see, I'm 3 o'clock.
Do you know why
regularly.
That is, though, by the way? Can I just say, right, see the 3:15 thing? It is apparently at 3 a.m, roughly, that's when your cortisol levels rise in your body, like naturally when you're sleeping. So that's why if you've already got a bit of stress and then your cortisol levels rise, then it'll wake you up. And that's why people wake up at 3. It's not because of ghosts. Oh, apparently, that's what the scientists say.
Still though. Guys, I've had a busy week.
What have you been? I know Lauren's been fully on the festive.
So I had Lauren's wedding.
Oh my God, how was it? Actually, we haven't caught up since then.
So smoothly.
Her dress was unbelievable.
It was stunning, wasn't it?
What a beautiful wedding, by the way.
I know.
Like, immaculate vibes.
So Christmassy and festive as well, which was perfect. It was in the Corinthian and it was just, honestly, from the minute we got going at, I mean, obviously, I told you again, it was really, really quickly, we had a pure major mess up. So the day before the wedding, the groom never had a suit because Slater's literally, give them their due, they have rectified it, but they've tarnished their name with us.
Yeah,
Really, really fucked it. So we had to go down to Forbes, who, by the way, was just, honestly, service was incredible.
Did they lose a suit?
Well, we're really thinking that they're still lying a wee bit and they've just never ordered it.
So basically, the groom has gone to collect his suit. There's no suit to be collected.
There was no suit at all
despite
to be collected.
Despite it being made to order.
Yes, it was a made to order one.
Which also, I have to say, right, I was told as well that there was something along the line of he asked for a particular fabric in a particular shape and was told, no, we can't do that. If it's made to order, you can do whatever the fuck he asks for.
Well, he wanted
you can make
velvet,
it look like an elephant with a pair of rollerblades on if you want.
Well, exactly. One task.
Made to order.
Was supposed to be velvet, double-breasted, couldn't get that. Reduced it to double-breasted and some fabric inside, some stitching and everything like that. Couldn't get that either. Anyway, long story short, they really did ruin it. And the stress that everybody was feeling the day before the wedding was unbearable. But Forbes fixed it, went in, like the guys in there were literally got it delivered to his door.
They actually went, this guy needs it delivered today.
Yeah, he was like, no way, you're like, you are not going to be stressing out over like a suit, like we will get this done for you. And it was like alterations, like that. He was like, I've dropped, everything will be completed, you'll have it for 5:30 tonight.
Honestly, see the relief that you just seen.
I don't know if it was made from scratch or if it was a slightly altered. I'm not 100% sure
whatever
on that.
Whatever it was beautiful on.
The guy in the shop, Jim, he was just brilliant. And then the other guy that worked, Dom, in the shop, he was just like, he delivered it to the door.
That's amazing, by the way. Like, that's Jim Forbes, who owns Forbes Tailoring.
Yeah, honestly.
Big up the Forbes Tailoring.
Big up for Forbes. If you're looking for a suit, the guys in there were absolutely incredible. Honestly, I couldn't think it more. But anyway, the wedding was stunning. She was beautiful. We danced, we cried, I fell.
Lauren, that's my funniest.
Why does a 32-year-old woman,
where did
girl,
you fall?
I'm a girl, on the dance floor because I was doing skiddies on my dress.
Really, you need to clarify the whole skiddies.
We're not allowed to talk about two. I was literally, so obviously I've lost a bit of weight now, so my dress was actually a bit too big. So because my boobs have reduced, it sat lower. So it was a lot longer in the bottom. Mm-hmm. So we were all sliding about
first
on the dress.
First long on Lauren.
Yes! I'm a
so
short
small.
Girl.
She's so small.
I'm so tiny down here.
Pick me, I'm so small.
So tiny. But yeah, I did slideys on my dress and I fell. And I mean, I'm
she
talking
doesn't
about,
know what slideys are. Explain.
I was like, I stood on my dress and I was sliding, like skidding.
I'm thinking like you're on your knees.
No, I was on my feet.
I'm thinking kids' birthday party, they're running, they're skidding on their knees.
I just ran and then just, it was like surfing on my feet and literally did the whole comedy like, and
oh
went
my
up,
God.
Feet
was,
went
did
up.
Did anybody film it?
No, luckily the content creator was away by that point.
I'm gutted by the way that, see,
it would have made
falling
it.
Videos, I'm sorry, are just unreal for me.
Especially when you slow-mo them.
Oh, I
and you see the face.
Slow-mo with sound, so it's like, oh.
To be honest, one of my favourites, this is really, really mean, and I'm sorry you can punch me later, right? But one of my favourite falling videos was when Oliver was trying to do the handstand accidentally went over, and it was a pure shock realisation when he got up and he didn't know what
to
happen.
It was because I tried to like play it off of like, yeah, well done. Well done. He was trying to do a backflip. And he basically did it by accident. Like he did a handstand. Or was he trying to do a handstand?
A handstand, but he accidentally flipped over.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the way that I've stopped
he looked
the video,
like he was winded.
He was in absolute pain.
It's a wee bit funny. It's funny.
It's a wee bit funny.
Annie Ash loves you, but that was hilarious.
So cute.
That's a shame.
We've got quite a lot this
week.
Another shout out. If you're coming to the show, send us your stories. Email us your stories because we started getting some in, so don't leave it too late.
Also, see if you want to compare on Lauren's pal Lauren and see what her pictures are like from her wedding.
Yeah.
Is it Maximising Medias?
Maximising Medias, yeah.
Away and Look, by the way, I wish that I had that for my wedding. They are actually so good.
Her name is Hannah and she was absolutely incredible. And just everywhere you looked, she was just there, but like...
With a phone.
Like, and it's... Yeah, get your stuff like with, like, within a couple of... days
hours.
Really
she got
I love
that
I'm just looking through her wee highlight and I actually love her London's like colour scheme and all that, the white and black just looks amazing.
I know, I take it all back. I take it all back. Remember before Lauren even decided her wedding stuff?
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know if I like black.
No, but I knew at that point that it was black and I was like, I'm not saying anything.
By the way, it is, I eat my words, it is literally stunning.
Bart Simpson, eat your shorts.
Oh man.
By the way, food in Corinthian is stunning.
Is it really?
So nice.
Right, let us fire into our DMs. By the way, we've had a wee request.
No.
We can't help it.
By the way, guys, I really love your podcast, but can you please stop the constant poo stories? I'm sorry, the content is made by all of you.
Yeah.
Everything is content.
Don't forget to film it. Don't forget to film it. This one just came in.
Okay, super embarrassing. I'm surprised he's still with me. Me and my other half met when I was 15, 16. And when I say I was terrified of the cock, I was. I didn't have a clue.
Oh my God, you and Lauren both.
So the first time I gave him a hand job, I wore a fucking glove.
Why did I picture a magic glove?
What, like she was doing her fake tan?
It was a doctor's glove because I didn't want to get cum on me. Needless to say, I am not scared of the cock anymore. Oh, good for you. And only used that glove once. P.S. Please keep this anonymous. That's so funny.
A glove? In my head, I just imagined the pure... You know, there'd be noise, to be.
She's trying to do it pure sexy. Put on the big latex.
And also
glove.
In the head, they're also bright blue. Yes,
they have to be.
And then she puts on a mask and goes, produce it. Get it out.
I mean, the a glove. Scrubs. Like, come on.
No scrubs. Sexy nurse vibes. It's giving clap for the NHS.
It's giving no clap for her.
Or for him. A little bit of protection, love that.
Would you be rant?
Absolutely. Oh, let's hear it.
Girls, I'm devastated. I've got twin girls aged 8 who went to sleep over at their nana's this weekend. The girls come home on Sunday like they were really sad and eventually told me that nana told them the truth about Santa. Now these girls hadn't even questioned it yet and it feels like their whole world has fallen apart. My mother-in-law didn't even have the decency to warn me that she told them. The girl said it was during a Christmas movie, and when I called my mother-in-law to ask, she said that she was caught off guard and couldn't lie to them on the spot. The worst part is I've booked Lapland in December, and as a surprise for the girls, and my mother-in-law knew this. I've paid a small fortune to take them to see Santa, and she's just ruined everything.
What age are they? Twin girls, eight. That's Ella's age. Yeah. Someone said that to Ella. I'd get done for GBH.
I also feel like I can't go back and say that he's real now because they probably only had a year or two left of believing. She's apologised, but that's unforgivable.
I'm sorry, but I would literally remove her from my Christmas list right now.
That's right before Christmas as well.
I'd be like, girls, you know what? Nana is actually going to go on Santa's naughty list because she's telling lies.
Nana's going into the hospital for fucking Alzheimer's.
I know. Listen to your nana. I'm really sorry. She's actually losing it. She's losing it. And I think she's just jealous because you're on the nice list.
Yeah, you just need to say to her, like, I don't know.
But can I give her the solution?
Uh-huh.
Go and get the best Santa you can ever
find.
They're going to Lapland.
Uh-huh. So if it's the same one that what my mum and dad did with Jack, they have to write their Christmas list before they go. And then Santa pulls out the Christmas list when they get there. So it's all very, very magical. So this potentially could...
There's no way that they're not going to believe when they go.
Yeah. And they'll want to believe as well. Because I remember finding out when I was younger and being desperate to like someone to convince me that it was real.
Yeah.
So if they do that and they say, right, well, why don't we just test it out then? Do your letter and we'll see.
Is it a surprise that they're going to Lapland?
Yeah.
So right, now what you need to go, listen, I know your nana said that, but it's actually not true. Like, I'm sorry, it's not
true.
I'll take you there. I will. Do you want me to prove it? I will literally take you there.
No, get Santa to invite them because he's heard, because he's always watching.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Don't get mum involved. Get a letter sent to the door.
Hi to the twins.
Uh-huh.
I know that nana made a big mistake. However,
some adults don't believe
in it. It's just what happens when you grow up. But when you're a child, it's magical and your mind is magical. And we want to invite you to come and prove that we are real. Then they're going on a flight. Are you kidding me? They're going to actual Lapland.
They sing Christmas songs. They all have ears on and
they
everything.
They basically land in Whoville. It's white. There's no way that you would be 8 and not believe that that's what it is. Yeah. Actually, my kids go to Disney and kind of believe that Mickey and Minnie Mouse are actually for real.
Yeah.
They're in cartoon costumes.
The fact that you're going to Lapland is a better thing because you can absolutely claw it back.
Yeah.
They will believe more than ever.
That's the perfect setup, by the way.
See, if you're going to your mother-in-law's for Christmas dinner, cancel it.
She's the Grinch.
I'm sorry. I just feel like that is a pure slappable offence.
Oh, it really is. Because there's no way that, see if a child turned around and went, how come this, blah, blah, blah. You could literally ignore the question. Yes. You could just ignore it.
You could just not speak.
Uh-huh. Or you say, this is a movie. It's uh-huh. not real.
You could go, oh, I need to go to the toilet. Literally, there's so many options.
Anybody that says they can't lie to a kid is fucking lying already. Uh-huh. So you're 50% there.
Yeah. There was totally. So many other ways to do that.
There's also so many other things that you need to lie to kids about constantly.
Uh-huh. What movie are they watching?
I don't know, but by the way, some of them do put a wee bit of question in your mind. So even like Miracle 34th Street, that's when I started to go, what's going on here then?
Because how can the parents say Santa's not real and then they find out that Santa is real? Because if the parents are the ones buying the presents, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, how can they think Santa's
what presents,
not?
Though?
But see if they're saying Santa's not real, it's the parents that buy the presents.
Well, maybe they're like Ash and do some Santa presents and some parent presents.
No, but...
Maybe, but the parents
but
could...
the parents would then...
Be like, who brought all these presents in?
In the film, obviously, Santa is real. So how would, yeah, the, okay, parents, how would the parents go, like, oh my God, he is real. Well, where did you think the extra presents were coming from each uh-huh. year? Or were you not getting the extra presents?
Get them to put their signs in the window saying, I believe, as well.
Santa Claus uh-huh. is a feeling. That's all it is.
Are we going to do one more and then we'll go over to confession sessions because there's a lot.
Let's do one more.
Guys, if you're not on confession sessions, go and join right now because there's an extra episode every single week straight onto whatever it is that you listen to, whether it's Apple, Spotify or anything else.
And there's so many of you over there loving it. See, the other thing is as well, it's back-to-back Confessions, Dilemmas, Rants.
Yeah. And you don't need to wait either. They'll both go out at the exact same time.
So it's where we release any new information.
Oh, yeah. Listen up, especially if you're in... Can we say that?
Can we say that then?
Why not? It's a wee...
teaser.
It's a wee teaser.
You're a wee cock tease.
If you want.
A wee show tease. Oh, 11-11.
Oh, make a wish.
Love, prosperity, money. Okay. Also, I messaged Andy today because today is National Andy Day and I got a thing that said, send to your, like, Andy's that you know.
Send to your Andy.
I said to Andy, happy Andy Day, Andy. And he replied with the crying emoji.
You remembered.
Ailey, can you that send him it though face. And see what his text back is?
Right, okay, hang on.
So, like, I'm going to send it to you, Ailey. Hold on. Right, I forwarded it to you. Now you need to forward it to him. With the aubergine emoji.
Yes. You have to do it.
The aubergine and then the wee mouth emoji.
Oh, the water one.
The water one. And then the wee like the wee monkey covering its eyes.
Or the peach.
Oh my God.
Five a day, Ailey.
Right.
Are you sending it to him?
Yeah.
What are you saying?
No, I'm not giving him that.
Ailey's not a one
pass.
For work.
He's not getting a whole pass.
He's not getting a whole pass.
I love how she's away getting all this laser hair removal. Like, you will never get this. You will never get this.
You will never get this. One day he break his cage and he gets this.
He gets this.
Right, let's do one more.
Really
Borat is really bad. Do you know what I started watching again, right? Me and Andy found ourselves on YouTube watching old Ali G and Borat.
See the
original Borat, like before the movie when he was just interviewing people. It is the fucking funniest thing ever.
Uh-huh. It's totally not, it appeals to like a certain type of sense of humour.
Uh-huh.
It's if just, you don't have it, then you've not got it. Sorry.
Even Ali G, see when nobody knew who he was and he was interviewing politicians and he's interviewing Buzz Aldrin, like the guy who'd been to the moon, and he keeps calling him Buzz Lightyear. And it's the best. It's just Buzz so Lightyear. Good. Oh, I love it. Honestly, highly recommend you go back.
Buzz Lightyear.
I feel like it's more
bigger up
though.
To my main man, Buzz Lightyear. It's fitting though for
him. They're cringing because they're like, this guy's fucking so stupid.
And this guy's so famous.
It is so funny.
Whose phone was that? Wow. Right, let us go into confession sessions. Thanks so much for listening as always, you guys. Let us know what your Christmas plans are. Also, if you have anything to add to the show and you're coming, then send them in.
Yes.
You can always send us a message. By the way, we're looking for Christmas Day fun stories. So if you've got any like shite gifts that you've been given, terrible reactions that you've given to gifts, that's another thing. That's such a pressure, eh?
Uh-huh.
When someone's waiting with like bated breath to
bad
see the reaction.
Reactions to bad reactions. Any presents.
Yep. Presents that have been re-gifted to you that you know have been re-gifted. So any of that, please send them in. Because we would love to discuss and any mental Christmas stories.
Yeah, we want to hear it all.
Let's hear it all. So girlsoverhairpodcast@gmail.com is our preferred method of contact. And we will see you over on confession sessions.
Bye.
Bye.